Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. More importantly, it is draft day, baby. Let's go. We made it. What a long run to draft day that we were excited about for a couple days. I'm pumped.
I respect your ability to have been up since 3:30 and still yell like that at 10:30. People ask why your voice sounds. It's the constant excitement for six straight hours.
That's right, man.
I will say, so this morning, so normally I'll wake up to a text from you because you're already up and you're like, right?
I always text you. I would be shocked.
Like it's like a link or
like
something like that.
Like a day during the week where you don't wake
exactly.
up. Either you or the you and me and Jack thread. Like
it's in
I
there.
Text that every morning. Yes.
But this morning, I woke up naturally like 5:15. Like I was excited.
You were ready.
I was ready to go.
You know how I know this.
I texted you back.
Right back.
Exactly.
It's so funny because that's such a rarity for me.
Right.
Every once in a while, one time Jack texted me like 4 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing up? He's like, I had to pee. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But it's
nice.
Like so rare that anyone actually responds. So.
There's both so much to start with and nothing to start with. So I don't know where to begin.
So first and foremost, the excitement, Elliot.
Yeah, because I am very pumped.
Me
today.
Too.
Yeah,
and I do feel like, rightfully so, you know, this draft has had very little excitement, very little juice throughout the process, but it does feel like as it's gotten here the last couple of days, like I'm there. The lead up has not been the same, but I'm just as excited for draft night as I always.
So I think too, what's exciting about this, and I just do love days when all of Eagles Twitter and all of WIP and all Eagles fans are talking about the same thing. You know, like the moment leading up to the pick where everyone's waiting and everyone reacts and everyone's like, there's not really many rushes in life better than that.
Well,
for me.
I'll give you another thing. Also, it is fun to have a Sixers playoff game the same night. A great.
Yeah, it's going to suck to miss it a little.
Double TV night. I agree. Well, I wish it were not.
For me, it's a little different.
Yeah. Get the double TV.
Dude,
going.
I'm going to be on air at the.
Oh. Never mind. Well, forget I said it.
Well, again, this is a very four-person problem.
Does suck for you. For me, pretty fun.
It's awesome. Sometimes you can just kind of watch a draft on the side, follow on Twitter.
Exactly. I'll turn it. Ooh, trade, whatever. But the other thing that is fun, you know, we have no idea what's going to happen.
No,
I feel like this is, of all the drafts you and I have covered.
Yeah, we'll make predictions.
Like with Devontae Smith, we're like, oh, it's going to be Devontae Smith. Like we thought that was going to happen. Like Jordan Davis, we talked about that being a real possibility. Like last year, Jalen Carter, we talked about Nolan Smith at 10. You know, we had all these conversations. I mean, things like here, it's like, I honestly have no
it could be one
idea.
Of 8 or 9 guys.
And it could be at 22. It could be back. It could be forward. It could be linemen, corners. Like, there's so many options.
So you know what I thought? I saw something today, and I apologize. I forget who put it out there. It might have been Peter Schrager. But the Patriots are trying to trade back into the first round for a receiver.
At the end of
I think that's a potential trade back spot where if the Eagles are sitting there at 22, they've been unable to trade up, the board doesn't break their way.
Okay, hold up. Let's talk about this because honestly, of all the things we've talked about trading up, we've talked about guys who could be there at 22, we've talked about the potential for trading for Patrick Surtain or some similar player. At no point, we've said they could trade back, but we have not at any point actually like really talked about the how real do you think
the possibility is? So I think there's just as real of a possibility they trade back as up.
There you go. So talk to me, buddy.
Because if you look at the draft, so obviously, all right, so here's where I'm at game day. And I understand this is a pod.
Game day. I was going to say, no, draft day. No, it's game day.
It's game day. Here's where I'm at game day. I think tonight, going into the draft, Howie Roseman is trying to trade up for an offensive lineman. If they move to the 12th pick, the 15th pick, obviously it depends who's on the board. But if they make a somewhat considerable move up the board, I think it'll be for an offensive lineman. If they can't make that move, then I think they pivot to corner. And at that point, look, I will say these mock drafts have people falling in the Eagles' favor. Like both Fuaga and Fontanu, who... God, I wish their name. Like, but
it's funny that they're your top two guys on your board too.
But a lot of mock drafts have them falling past like 12, 13. Some of them had them available at 18. Talisi Fuagu.
Latham too, right?
Latham now actually is like projected to go top 5.
Oh my God.
A lot of the new mock drafts have him going to the Chargers at five. Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, you never know. Like a late second move.
But this is such a perfect example of it's not just with the Eagles pick. It's like this whole draft feels like the J.J. McCarthy thing. Like there's so many. Michael Penix isn't going to go in the first round. Like there's so many like
Dude,
fun
tonight,
little things with
J.J.
it.
J.J. McCarthy could get picked 2 or J.J. McCarthy could get picked 20.
Could fall out of the first round. Yeah, that guy falls out of the first round, but he could fall to the back
of
the first
round.
Yes,
exactly. We're sitting here going, well, of course he was never going to go that
high. But you know what? Honestly, if I had to bet today, I'll bet you 4 quarterbacks go in the top 4 picks.
I agree.
Like
I
that
think
would
that's
be my guess.
Go.
I think Arizona will trade out to someone coming up to get JJ or Drake May if JJ goes before or whatever.
Also, quick side note. I'm in on JJ McCarthy.
I know you are.
I am in.
Let me guess why. Let me just one state championship in high school. One college was in the state championship games next year, was in the final game. You know, the dude has won at every level. Is that
he
what it is?
He won at every level.
I know you so well.
And here's the other thing.
I know you
here's,
so well.
I think he is a far better, I think he has more physical tools than people give him credit for. So I'm officially in the camp of, well, look, I think any quarterback that goes to the Giants will ultimately blow. And I think the Washington too, like, they're just right now franchises not set up to support a quarterback. And I don't think either of them are special enough. But if I'm the Eagles, I would rather have Washington or the Giants take Drake May than I would have taken
strongly.
JJ. I know we do.
I'd rather have Drake May. I'd rather Drake May not go than Jaden Daniels. Like I want them to take Jaden Daniels. We disagree on that.
Yeah.
Like Drake May is my clear number two now, and I said that to you about a month ago. Here's the thing. I think this could end up being like a Trevor Lawrence quarterback class. You know, it's like, oh, this guy, top quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great class.
I don't think any of these guys, like Caleb Williams, obviously the talent's there and stuff, but there's a ton of potential red flags.
He's smaller than I thought.
And there's tons of red flags. Like, it does seem like he's kind of a weird guy. Like, we know your quarterback has to be the coolest guy in the room. He has to be the guy that everyone looks to. Like, right, I don't know if he is or isn't.
So, my Caleb Williams take before we get into the Eagle stuff. Is I actually think his personality is a major plus. I think his teammates are going to really like him.
I have no idea.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's
my opinion on it. I'm just saying there are question marks with look, fumbled a ton.
Yeah, that's my bigger concern.
Ball security. Is, like, there's all kinds of stuff.
And he's undersized.
And he could be great. Like, he's super talented. My point is, though, I wouldn't be shocked if this class ends up being like, wow, like, one of them was good.
Yeah, for sure.
I get the JJ thing. I think the winner thing is partially a circumstance type of thing.
Maybe.
I do think that it can create a confidence in a person.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like you're this guy's just always like, yeah, win. I'm going to win. Like, and when he's in bad situations, he has that attitude.
I mean, look at Jalen.
It's almost like a self-fulfilling, thing. So I do think that is good. I just think that, like, ability and talent-wise, like, I don't think JJ's quite
so
good enough.
That's
like,
where
I think he's good, not great.
That's
what I mean?
Changed my mind. Watching clips of him run and throw, he's better than I thought. But regardless, Eagles aren't going to take a quarterback.
Agreed.
So to get back to your original question about trading back, I think if the guards go earlier than expected, and then like Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell are off the board, and they're sitting there at 22, and there's a bunch of guys available. Like it seems like Cooper DeJean is falling.
Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid,
Jordan Morgan at Arizona is a name I'd keep an eye on. Like, if there's 4 or 5 guys there, they will try to trade back. So Well, I agree. It's ultimately probably a good thing for the Eagles if a lot of quarterbacks go early. There's the main four that are going to go early, and then there's Bo Nix, Michael Penix that are kind of like wild cards. Well, it is a good thing if, let's say, they both go in the top 14. So you have six quarterbacks taken in the top 14, which would be wild. But
I don't see that for what it's worth.
So I don't, but there's a point I'm making. If they're sitting there at 22 and both Penix and Bo Nix are on the board, then I think you have a real shot of a team that's in the top of the second round that passed on a quarterback early going back in, and I think the Eagles would be willing to do it.
I agree, and I could absolutely see
because you're probably getting
back
a former first.
And look,
you're probably getting a future first.
One thing we haven't talked a lot about
that
is that next year they don't have a lot of picks. I think they only have six or seven picks next year total, and two of them are seventh rounders. I think they have like a first, second, third, and a fifth, and that's it next year in terms of like high level. And a fifth is what I think. You only have three valuable picks next year, and I know they have the extra pick the year after because of Reddick. But Howie absolutely could be looking to accumulate some draft stock moving forward, without a doubt.
Here's a hypothetical for you. Let's say Michael Penix is on the board.
So here's where I'm at with the quarterbacks. I think only the four are going in the first round. I think the Nix and Penix stuff is all smoke leading up the draft. I think both those guys are going early second.
Okay.
I had to bet.
I mostly agree with you. But let's just play this hypothetical out for fun. You're sitting there at 22. Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, the two guards that I like, are off the board.
Yep.
And let's say Tyler Guyton is on the board, and then Cooper DeJean's on the board, Kool-Aid's on the board, Nate those Wiggins guys.
Okay.
The Giants did not take a quarterback to start. So they went six, they took a receiver. They call you about their second round pick. So it would be the sixth pick of the second round. And they want to trade up for Penix. What would it take for you to trade out? So you would go from 22 to the sixth.
So I don't know the draft board well enough, but I would assume. I don't think you're going to get their first next year, but I mean, I would ask for it.
I would only do it for the first.
Yeah,
that's
again,
I
get that. I
would
mean,
you
like,
do it? Because that pick is probably going to be a top 10.
I would do it for first,
yeah. I would,
without
I
a
agree
doubt, for the Giants first. I don't think they do that.
I don't think there's a prospect at 22 special enough to pass up a chance on the top.
And again, it's
which, let's be real,
balls
could be a top 5 pick.
Of
like, Dable's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
So I would be open to trading back.
I think a lot of those teams at the top, depending on where they were, if it made sense,
yeah, for
I would
sure
be willing to
so
trade
I'd be
back
in on that.
And again, it's all dependent on who's on the board and how the board checks out, but I would be totally I would be fine with that.
I think
it's an interesting spot, and again, I think it's all going to be on how the board falls and the ability of how far, because I'm with you, I don't think there were the rumors of the Denver thing. Like, I don't see how he's trading up to 12.
Well, here's the only caveat I would give, and I know he's a controversial figure, but Benjamin Albright, who is in Denver and is very locked in with the Broncos, his final mock draft had the Eagles trading with the Broncos.
Wow.
Just,
all right, let's get to some of these mock drafts. Let's get to some of these, because you keep mentioning all these final drafts.
I'll try to
drafts
pull them up as you go.
So I know Peter Schrager had the Eagles trading up, correct?
I'll pull him up right now. Sorry. Yeah. I'm going to move
I
as
believe
fast as I can.
He had the Eagles trading to 13. So,
all right, so he has the Eagles trading to 16.
16.
And taking Terrion Arnold.
Which is what Daniel Jeremiah originally had. And then he's changed it since.
Right.
Jeremiah now is going with an offensive lineman.
Now, what's interesting is he has Xavier Worthy going 17 to the Jags.
Schrager?
Yeah, Schrager.
And for what it's worth, Schrager incredibly plugged in.
Yes. Now, what I think is really interesting about this is Schrager has the Eagles passing on both Fuagu and Fontanu.
To take Arnold.
And Quinyon Mitchell as well. He has Quinyon
so
Mitchell
going
23.
So he is buying in on the Eagles want a cornerback.
Yes,
so,
but the only thing
which is, again, this plays with exactly what you said last pod, where you're like, all the national guys.
Yeah, all the national guys. Now, moving to 16 is not the same as moving to 12, obviously. But interesting still nonetheless.
And that would be like you're giving up the second rounder for sure, one
dude,
of them.
If the Eagles get tonight to 15 and Fuagu, Fontanu, Guyton, Arnold, Mitchell, Brian Thomas Jr., Mims are all still on the board, that's a good outcome for them. Because he has Bo Nix going 12.
Wow.
He has Penix going 13.
Wow. Schrager.
Right. Here's since we're just doing an exciting like reaction pod kind of thing. The thing I would, if you really want to like get your hopes up, it looks like this receiver out of Washington,
Roman Dunze,
is falling.
Really?
He has him going 9. I saw another mock draft that had him outside the top 10.
So that dude is a freaking stud.
So here's, and then we had the report.
Like, I think he's like close to Neighbors and Harrison. Like, I think
so
he's
I like him better than Neighbors.
Okay, well, might be. Like, I think Adunze is
I liked when I watched him is he looks like he reminds me of Devontae. And Adonai Mitchell reminds me of Devontae too.
Adonai, I believe.
What?
Adonai Mitchell?
Yeah. Just not a good draft name for me.
No. Well, Adonai, draft, I mean, it means God.
Wow, how about
Hebrew
that?
Hebrew and any other.
I like that.
Adonai is a very powerful name.
Yeah, I like that in terms of, you know, a receiver name.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, Romeo reminds me of Devontae, where he just looks like he comes to the NFL ready to win at the line of scrimmage. So I really like...
Rome? I think it's Rome. Rome okay. It's R-O-M-E.
You know what's in my head right now? A few months ago, someone left a review on the pod and criticized me for not knowing names, and that person is probably really...
Oh, they're on you right now.
Really on me right now. That person, if you want to leave a 5-star review or remind me, I would love that.
But yeah.
That would be a name I'd keep an eye on. If he's still there at like 12, I do wonder if they would trade up. Now, here's another kind of tea leaf reading thing. Tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Eskin said on your show today that the Eagles have talked to A.J. Brown about a contract extension.
Yes, he did.
And I think the obvious takeaway from that is they want to keep A.J. Brown. The other obvious takeaway could be they are talking to A.J. about what his next contract is going to look like now. And if that contract is not something the Eagles are willing to pay and they're aware of this
Ooh,
now.
Look at you spinning it.
Like, why have a discussion about a contract now? Other than just exploratory, but I think you...
Well,
you,
I think the argument is that Justin Jefferson's got a contract coming up. Chase, like all these guys, it's the same argument for getting guys done early.
Right.
It's like, hey, if we're going to re-sign... If we know for a fact that we want to re-sign AJ next year, why not do it early, get him at a cheaper price? Like, Justin Jefferson's going to get freaking...
He's going to... And he should. He should get a ton.
Yeah, and he's AJ, better than AJ, but...
Yeah, and AJ should get a ton, too.
That's
AJ,
the point.
AJ should...
If he's already getting a ton.
Yes, AJ should ask for what Jefferson... Now, we could
argue
if he's worth it, but he should ask
for that. That's what I'm saying. That the only logical reason I could think of to talk about it now, other than what you're saying, which is fascinating, is that you're trying to get out in front of the Justin Jefferson's
right.
chases and get him for cheaper.
But again, I think the flip side of that is if AJ's camp is saying, we are only signing a new deal at $30 million a year, maybe the Eagles sit there tonight and go, is it Rome?
I believe it's Rome.
Because I was going to say Rome is falling. Which, you know.
Yes!
Like, Rome is falling down the board. Or Brian Thomas Jr., they think, is an absolute stud. I don't think they're going to trade AJ. But I think the interesting, if you want to piece this all together, is there was a report that they're looking for a receiver. They've had receivers come visit them. They're talking to AJ about his contract. AJ's, like, switching his profile picture every other day to the Patriots. So, I don't know.
It's interesting. I
don't think he's going to be traded, but like this is...
I don't think he's going to be traded. And more on the Rome thing, this is one of those things. And again, the final mock drafts, and we talked about this.
Yeah.
I just don't see that guy falling.
Yeah, but Schrager and Jeremiah are pretty...
They are.
Like, they're probably my two favorite mock drafts.
But again, I mean, Jeremiah had N'Kobe Dean going 21st or 22nd in his mock draft, whatever. So they can miss.
They can definitely miss.
My point is, yeah. I don't see Adunze falling out of the top 10. Like, I don't see there's any way that guy in this draft, like, I think it's more like he goes ahead of Neighbors, and I don't think he will. I think Neighbors will go ahead of him. I think it's more like he goes ahead of Neighbors and falls out of the
top 10. So, both Schrager and Jeremiah. Jeremiah has Rome at 10, and then Schrager had him at whatever it was, 12. So, just, you know.
It's possible. Look, the reminder and the caveat that these mock drafts, they'll hit on a lot, but there are going to be things that they're just going to absolutely totally miss.
So, here's a question for you. We're doing the post-game pod tonight or the draft or whatever tomorrow. What's the pick that has you most excited? Like, you come on and it's like A.J. Brown level. I know that's a trade. But where they made a pick and you're like, let's go.
I mean, I don't think there is one this draft.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's an honest answer.
In all honesty. Like,
I think you'll feel the same about a lot of the picks.
Yeah, I will be really... I will. If they take one of these top corners, like, or trade up for a top corner, I'll come in and I'll be stoked. If they end up with Byron Murphy, I'll come in. I'll be happy about that. You know, none of these guys are going to make me, like, if they had taken Kyle Hamilton, like, a better example, like, because A.J. Brown, like, they could trade for somebody tonight and I'd be that excited.
Yeah.
If they, like, there's no Kyle Hamilton for me in this draft. Like, there's no player where, like, that's my favorite guy in the draft. I want him over everyone else and nothing is close. Like, Justin Jefferson.
Right.
Like, I don't have that guy in this draft where it's like, there are a lot of guys to be happy with. There are some guys to be annoyed with. Most likely I'm going to come and be like, sure, good pick.
So,
but they're. I don't think. I mean, again, unless they go up and get, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right,
or whatever,
right.
And even then, they don't need wide receiver. But how could you not?
Yeah, you'd be stoked.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna kind of lay out where I think my take will be in these three scenarios. If they take,
so we don't have to do the postgame pod. We're just
exactly. Just
got
cut
it.
This.
Okay, good.
Send it to Tucker.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If they take Fontanu,
Fuaga.
Or if they get, like, J.C. Latham, if he falls. If they take Tyler Guyton and they say they think he can play guard, like, I would really like those picks.
Or Byron Murphy.
Or Byron Murphy, I'd really like those picks. I would come on and say that was a great draft. If they take Brian Thomas Jr., I would literally be in love. Like, I think that will be a phenomenal pick. Xavier Worthy, I would completely understand it, especially if Schreger has him going 17. Maybe he's not a reach at 22. If they take a corner, Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, I will be like, nah, I'm excited, but like, I don't love it as much.
Nate Wiggins,
I like, but I would still probably feel mostly the same. Okay. Here's a third one. If they trade number 22 for Patrick Surtain tonight.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
My opinion of it will be this. He's a stud player. I completely get doing it. I just don't love investing the 22nd pick into someone you then have to pay a ton of money, but I would do it if I was Howie.
So that is the one thing. The only way I'm coming in with AJ Brown is if they trade for Patrick Surtain tonight. I don't care if they give up all 3 picks, and they won't.
Right.
But I don't care.
Would you give up 20, 50, and 53?
I would.
You would, okay.
For Patrick
Surtain? I would not,
Surtain,
for what it's worth.
Like, yeah. Again, and I know you have to pay him. I think this guy is going to be one of the 2 or 3 best cornerbacks in the league for the next 5 years. Like,
agreed.
That's what I believe about,
yeah,
Patrick, at least the next 5 years. So, yeah, I'm absolutely doing that. But,
yeah,
again, I don't think you'd have to give up quite that much to do it because you're paying him. But, like, I think, honestly, I think 22 plus a little. Like, I don't think it's much more. Look at the AJ Brown trade. What'd they give up? They gave up a first and a third, was it?
I forget.
But they had to pay him, right?
Yeah, they had to pay him.
18th pick in the draft, which is even more than 22.
Right.
You have to pay. That's part of this discussion.
For sure.
So I don't think it'll
take 20, 50, and 53.
I don't either. Yeah. And we talked about this, like the Brian Burns trade. All these trades for guys you have to pay, they were less than we expect. Snead was the third.
Yeah.
They gave a third round pick for L'Jarius Snead.
Right. Honestly, it might take like the Reddick pick in a second this
year. That's what I mean. It might not be more than that. So my number one thing, if I come in Patrick Surtain, that's the only way I'm like jumping out of this.
And here's another like game day hypothetical. Let's say the Eagles are going into tonight looking for a corner and they don't get that corner. The end of the first round when the draft ends could be big time call the Broncos and go, all right, like what's it going to take?
Yeah.
You know, so if you are in the camp of believing they really want a corner and they don't get one tonight, then I think that's where you could really see Howie get aggressive and go, all right, like stop fooling around, Denver. Like, what's it going to take?
Yeah. All right. So back to the mock drafts. Jeremiah, I think, is probably the most interesting one in the sense that he changed his pick yesterday.
And he tweeted last night that he had talked to a bunch of people on the phone and that the line.
And literally changed his pick. So originally he had Terrion Arnold. Who did he go with? I believe he went with the tackle guard guy.
Sorry, let me pull. I believe this is his. I just want to check the byline. Yeah, okay. So it's Daniel Jeremiah. This was as of 8 o'clock last night, so I don't know if he's since changed it since then.
I think he did, because I think he talked about it yesterday.
He has Talisi Fuaga going to the Eagles at 12 in a trade with the Broncos.
Wow.
I mean, I would love that pick. Now,
that is a bold move right there, if that happens. And that is interesting. That is the Broncos again. So maybe this 12 thing is real.
So when we first started our draft prep, I liked Talisi Fuaga more than I like Troy Fontanu. But one thing since then that's kind of swayed me a little. Talisi Fuaga only played, I believe it's right tackle in college. Or no, sorry, left tackle. He only played one of the tackle spots. Troy played on the right side of the line. So I like that a little. It doesn't sway me one way or the other, but I think I'm much closer to Troy, having Talisi Fuaga and Troy Fontanu closer to each other than I did beginning of the draft. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so extremely either way, convoluted the point is if they trade up for 12 for that guy, you're ecstatic, is the point.
Yes, exactly. I would do that trade. If we're doing the post-game pod and they trade it up to 12 for Talisi Fuaga, I think that's a great move.
It would be fascinating.
So really quick, the B101B just walked by, it's very distracting.
Also, significantly taller than I would have expected for the B.
So I think I know who's in the B costume.
Do you really?
And he's a tall guy.
Yeah. As you can see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, children who are listening. It's actually a real B.
It's a good point. All right? Think about how terrifying it is. Like, what do you mean someone's in the B?
I know, right? Like, what are you talking about?
All right,
that's
so
why Tom Burgoyne is the best friend of the Fanatic.
Talisi Fuaga only played right tackle. Just to clarify that convoluted sentence I said.
But he is someone that everyone believes
can
play
move around. I would like the pick. I would make that trade.
Here's what I'll say. And look, I've said many times here, unless you're just tuning in, which is possible. Hey, it's draft day, maybe. Hey,
yeah,
welcome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome. Stay. Yeah. We have a lot of fun here.
We probably do way too many inside jokes.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of real ones. We got a lot of roadies, a lot of, you know. But here's what I'll say. And I've made it very clear, if you are new here, defense is my whole thing with this draft. I desperately want them to go heavy on defense. But I have also said, I'm not going to freak out if they take an offensive lineman who can play guard.
Yeah. You know, if it's a tackle, I do not like. I would not take Mims.
I agree. We are both on the, we are fully on the same page when it comes. I'm not getting a tackle who's sitting on the bench
100%.
For 2 years. But if they take an offensive lineman, I'll be okay with it. I'm not going to freak out, whatever. I would much prefer defense, but I get the way they build their team.
Yeah.
Not talking me. Philadelphia
will not be happy.
If they trade up 10 spots, they give up the second rounder and something else.
And
whatever.
Arnold's on the board.
And if they move up to 12, all those guys will be on the board.
Yeah.
Any cornerback you want is probably going to be on the board at 12. It's going to be a moment here in this city.
I agree.
Up for a guard. It's what it's going to be.
And people are not going to
be prepared.
I just don't think the need at corner is as big as other people do. I mean, Kelee Ringo is 21 years old. And that's way younger than a lot of people in the draft right now. So I know I'm not going to win this battle of thinking corner is not as big of a need as other people. But,
well, I do think you're right that it's not as people make it out like it. But I think it is a big need in the sense that
there's no prospect you love moving forward.
Well, exactly. But also, again, Darius could fall off a cliff tomorrow.
He could.
He could not.
100%.
James Bradbury has seemingly already fallen off a cliff.
I agree with that.
So it's the point where it's Kelee Ringo might be nice. That's it. Isaiah Rodgers, who knows? Eli Ricks, who knows? That's an undrafted free agent, you know?
Right.
So it's I need some freaking pedigree there.
So
but I get it.
As the defensive guy, let me ask you this. How do you feel about an edge? Because Drew from Westchester, who, in all seriousness, makes such great points every time he calls.
Phenomenal.
Jared Versa. There is some callers who feel this way. I feel like I learned something when Drew calls
it. Drew's a really bright guy.
But Drew made the point about the edge rusher. How would you feel about that?
So we've already talked about it, and I think I've got the name right. We've already talked about Liatu Latu.
Nice.
And how, did a little work.
Jamesy sources.
And that's what I did. Right. That's not sources as much as just learning the guy's name. I took the time. I think it's that.
Right.
Liatu Latu. I don't want him because of the injury stuff. We've talked about this.
And
the
age.
Neck thing and the age, it scares the hell out of me. But if they take Jared Verse, sure. I will never rip the Eagles for taking an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think that's where I fall.
In a million years, I will never rip. Especially in that case, it means they're probably getting what they believe is the best edge rusher in the draft, or at least one of the two best edge rushers in the draft. Never, ever, ever will I rip.
So that's where I fall on it. I think that looking at the roster in terms of their need for edge is a bit of a flawed way to do it. Because Josh Sweat could be gone in a year. You don't know if Nolan Smith is good.
You don't know if Bryce Huff is good.
Brandon Graham's going to retire.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
My
only hesitation would be in terms of coming on and being what a draft. I just don't love the players. But that's
a fair
an evaluation thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they probably know more about football than me, and to an extent. Well, no, so they watch like, these guys more.
Chester,
yeah.
I respect his opinion. He freaking loves Jerry Verse. We love Justin from Tennessee. He loves Jerry Verse.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You can go both
I just
ways.
Don't like them as much, but I think the logic, if you just talk about fan reaction, the logic in taking an edge rusher is there.
Yeah, I think that's always there with the Eagles. And especially, again, to the roster thing. I agree with you. DeCameron kept saying they don't need an edge rusher. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Nolan Smith, we have no idea what he is.
And edge rusher is different than offensive tackle. Like, offensive tackle, you're playing.
You can only play two. These guys are rotating.
Yeah, like there's a world where the guy you take at 22 is the fourth defensive end and still plays 45%
exactly.
of the snaps.
Exactly. And there's also a world where maybe only pays 18 to 20%, but it's a super important 18%.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
You know what I mean? Where he makes dynamic plays for you in those moments, in big spots and games. And all that type of stuff. So I'm fully with you. All right.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, I have one other thing I wanted to get to.
Do we want to give a name for a final prediction?
Oh, yeah. Just for fun? Might as well. Okay. Why don't you give a name for a final prediction?
All right, so here's my honest answer I can give to this question. My prediction is Tyler Guyton, but I wish that I picked Troy Fontano. That's the best thing. I think Troy Fontano looks like he's falling. I think that's who they want. I think they're going into the draft wanting Fontano or Fuaga. And I think if in ideal world, that's who they'll end up with. I will still be surprised if they're able to do it. But those would be, I think, their goal. And then I think Guyton checks the next box of who I think will be available at 22. So my official prediction is Guyton. But if they take Fontano, I'm also going to take a victory lap.
I'll just stick with Terry and Arnold just to do something different. And because I predicted it. I will say, though, I think it's one of the two Alabama guys. I'll say him or Kool-Aid. You pick two, I'm picking two.
I like it.
The two Alabama corners.
Dude, in this draft, if you can say a top three and it's one of those, I think that's good reading.
I know.
Like, this is not like they're picking fourth and you're like, well, I think they're going to take, you know.
I remember what I was going to say. The one thing with a trade-up that could be a real issue for a lot of people. Now, this won't be an issue for you. This will actually be great for you because you could, you know, maybe move on a little quicker with the show and all that. If they trade up and it's like right in the heart of the Sixers game, and because like the way it plays out, Sixers start at 7:30,
so it'll probably start at 7:40,
7:45, somewhere in there, whatever.
Well, I don't think that late, but
I mean they're pretty slow with the tips on these ones.
Yeah, it's true. You know? I mean, I would guess 7:40, but
whatever,
regardless,
somewhere after that,
we should debate the time. For
point being that the
longer.
Draft starts at 8:00. Like if they get to pick 12, probably happens in the 9:30 range, 9:15, somewhere in that, like. That could be like heart of the Sixers.
Well, here's what I would say to that.
There's a lot of potential action going on.
You know me. I love the Sixers, all those things. I don't think the Sixers will get any type of attention over.
Who are you talking to right now?
Yeah, exactly.
You know. I mean, I thought they were losing the series going in. I am frustrated with that team. I am full on Eagles.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will be more locked in on the Sixers game because it's a freaking playoff game.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I'll be watching the draft. But like, I will, when the Eagles happen, I will mute the Sixers and I will come over and listen to
Well, look. The Eagles have, I think the Sixers have been the best team in the Eastern Conference so far. So it's certainly a game worth watching.
Oh, God. Don't stop it.
That's how I feel.
They're down 2-0. All right.
We're not doing results-based.
Final thoughts.
Right.
Only Eagles draft happiness and positivity today.
Okay. Let me pull up my final thoughts. I think I know which one I'm going with, but okay. Here's a final thought. Oh, yeah. The license plate one.
Yes.
All right. So I was at a party on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. And this guy shows me his license.
Like his driver's
license. His driver's license.
Okay.
This guy wore an eye patch in his driver's license.
No way.
Like a pirate. And they let him.
I can't believe they let
him. He doesn't need an eye patch. He didn't, like, he...
Well, it seems like a dumb move from him. Like, I feel like, how many times are people like, where's your eye patch? Like, this isn't you, your eye patch,
what's
right?
What's funny
is... when they check your ID, it's like... Where's your eye patch? That'd be my first thing.
Right.
I'd be like, where's the...
And here's the
line?
Other thing. On his license, it doesn't say that he has, like... You know, it can say on there sometimes, or at least I think it used to, like, needs glasses.
Sure.
So, like, if you get pulled over, it's like, wear your glasses.
I don't know if that does say anything.
I actually got in trouble for that one time. I was driving across a bridge. Listen to what, like afraid I am to break rules. I'm driving without...
By the way, let me just say that anyone who's ever met Elliot Gerbart, this is the truest statement.
I'm very afraid to break rules. Yeah.
Like the terrified.
So breaker. I'm driving the car. I'm like 17 or 18. I just got my license. I know I'm supposed to have my glasses on. I don't have them on because there's my friends in the car and I don't want to like...
It's so good.
So I get pulled over.
No,
my glasses are in the dashboard. Instead of putting my glasses on when the cop walks up, I kept my glasses off, knowing
just to be cool,
because I knew that he would be like, "Were you driving with your glasses?" And I would have to lie, and I would be unable to do that. So I,
oh wow, okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you were
got the tick, like my
I
eyeglasses
lied straight to his face. I would have put him around, be like, "I had him on."
Yeah, I'm unable to do that.
You didn't see him; they were right there.
But anyway, isn't it funny to think they're so particular about what you can do in your license picture, but you're allowed to wear an eye patch? Like, it doesn't say in his license he needs glasses. He doesn't wear an iPad.
Outrageous. I don't think you're allowed. I think
He's done it twice.
He has pulled one over. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think he has pulled
Apparently you are.
Oh, can we just talk about your friend? What weirdo thinks I'm going to fuck your mouth, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to fucking pull one over on the DMV.
But it's also kind of brilliant. Like,
why, though?
Think of the conversation starter.
But how about, like, you have to check. Hey,
you show it at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, he says every single time he shows at the bar, they go like, oh, that's awesome.
Do they really? Yeah. I would be like, where's your eye patch?
Now, to your point, I do think the risk would be if you get pulled over, the cop would be like,
yeah, also the risk is like when you're flying on a plane, all these type of things where it's like they really check your ID and they care about what it looks like.
Yeah, but
or if you're going to like the liquor store, this, that. Now, once you get older, it doesn't matter as much because like I don't get carded anymore.
Yeah,
but like
I do if
I
wear a
hat. But like before, you know, whenever Elliot wears it, it's so funny. You know, yeah. Whenever Elliot has a baseball cap on, people
I get carded.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a really weird move.
I just think you can still tell who it is, but I get your point. Why is it worth it? But I just couldn't believe he was allowed to do it. It was so, like, he said it, and I was like, no, you don't. And he showed it to me, and he has a full-on eye patch in his license.
Okay. Yeah. Love it. It's good stuff.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I've got to delete the
I know. That always happens to me. I have
the
my
microphone,
top one.
The extra thing from yesterday wasn't even there. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Damn it. Messed up my whole thing.
You
I'm just going to say it off the top of my head.
I go for it.
Because it's true. So you are not a Lord of the Rings guy, right?
I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy. I'm just not a Lord of the Rings. Like, I don't hate on it. I either hate something or love it. I have no opinion on it.
Have you ever seen it?
Of course not. Yeah. Well, no. I might have seen the first one.
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's got the dude Elijah Woods in it, right?
It's got the dude Elijah Woods.
I think I've seen some of it.
Which is funny. That's one of the characters I'm going to be talking about. So, spoilers, I guess, for a book that was written in 1954 and a movie that came out 20-plus years ago. So, spoiler alert. But if you have not watched Lord of the Rings, go watch Lord of the Rings. We'll be going out of this pod in 2 minutes. Just, you know, go watch Lord of the Rings. But I think that Samwise Gamgee is the most unsung hero in the history of fiction.
Wow.
So, Frodo, who is Elijah Wood's character.
I can tell already I'm not going to have much to add to this,
but go ahead. Mr. Carry the Ring guy and all that, and yeah, he has to bear the burden of it and all that, but like, he would have been lost without Samwise. Sam is the whole reason he succeeds on his task.
Yeah.
Like, Samwise is the best friend ever. All he does is love Frodo. All he does is have Frodo's back. And at the end of the day, he gets, like, no credit for it. It's like, yay, Frodo, you did it. It's like, no, Sam did it. He carried your freaking carcass there. Give Samwise the credit, like, the best friend that any human has ever had. Well, I guess he wasn't
so
a human.
James' face is red right now.
He's not a human. He's a hobbit.
You might
be
the biggest Samwise fan.
I love Samwise.
Yeah.
And he is such an unsung hero.
I will say I've never heard the name
story.
Besides Frodo.
Right?
Yeah.
You know Frodo, don't you? You heard Frodo a million times. Samwise is the hero of Lord of the Rings, and he doesn't get any credit for
it. You're talking
it's
Frodo.
It's an outrage.
You should be talking Samwise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Honestly, I almost kind of hate Frodo because I feel like he gets all of Samwise's shine. And I hate it. So.
I'm glad
shout
you got that
Sam,
off your chest.
Shout out to Samwise Gamgee. I feel very strongly about it. Even if you're not Lord of the Rings people, someone out there is like, you're damn right, Seltzer.
No, someone's agreeing with you
for saying
yeah.
it. And I feel really strongly about it. And now I can tell everyone, I've told my wife a million times, now everyone else can hear it too. And she agrees with me. We're both big Samwise Gamgee.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
All right. We'll be back most likely tomorrow at 10 a.m. If they trade for Patrick Surtain tonight, I'm probably not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to come in and record right before my show and whatever.
Yeah.
But most likely tomorrow at 10 o'clock, either way, we will obviously absolutely have a reaction pod, all kinds of content over the weekend, 1 to 3 on Saturday during the draft. We want all your reactions. It's going to be awesome. Until then, he's Elliot M. James.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.